Got to hit it a couple of times. We're ready.
Oh, okay, very good. And a very good evening to you. I'll now call to order the October 19th regular meeting of Orrville City Council. We will begin this evening in prayer and Pastor John Marino from Crossview Church. John?
Lord, we thank you for today, and we thank you most importantly for your grace to us. I thank you for the City Council and for everyone here who works diligently behind the scenes. Many of us in the community don't know all of the details that go on, and yet they work hard to allow things to go smoothly for us. And so we thank you, pray that you would bless their labor, that it would be done in the Lord. And I pray that you'd help us tonight. I pray that you'd help the council members and that everything would be done with a heart and a mind to serve others, a heart and a mind for Christ and for the gospel. We thank you, God, for the rich blessings that you give to us. We thank you for your favor upon us and your kindness in the gospel. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor John. Thanks for being here with us tonight. Blessings to you. All right, now we will do the Pledge of Allegiance. Let me get our video turned there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Very good. If the clerk will call the roll.
Yes, sir. Handwerk.
Here.
Aspiris.
Here.
Lorson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Foy.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson. Wilson?
His screen went black. I know he's there, but we're not getting anything from him. So we'll move on. We know he's here. All right, well, hopefully Mr. Wilson can join us. We don't know what happened there, so, okay. You should have received a copy of the minutes of the October 5th meeting. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
A motion.
All right, Mrs. Foy.
Second.
And Mr. Mosley.
Aspiris.
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
He has not rejoined our meeting yet, so.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Very good. We do not have any public comments scheduled for tonight, and so we'll begin with our standing committee reports, and we'll begin with the Parks and Rec Committee by Mr. Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Parks and Recreation Committee has not met, therefore we have no report, and we hope to see everybody Saturday night at the Fall Festival.
All right, very good. And then we'll move on to our Utilities Committee and Mrs. Foy.
Yes, good evening, Mr. President. The Utilities Committee has not met either, so I have no report tonight.
All right, thank you. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Lorson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, and I have no report.
Right, thank you, sir. Our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our Transportation Committee has not met. I'd like to remind everybody of our meeting that we have next Monday, along with the planning meeting that Councilwoman Lisa Widmer also has next week. With that, I have nothing to report, Mr. President. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, and I have no report for tonight.
All right. Thank you. Our Planning Committee, Mrs. Widmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning has not met, so I have no report. Just as Councilman Mosley mentioned, we have a meeting on Monday at 7 o'clock.
All right, very good. And Mr. Wilson is coming in now. Good timing, Mr. Wilson. We're just turning to the Finance Committee. Do you have a report tonight?
That was just me to drop. Finance Committee has not met, so I have no report.
All right, thank you, sir. We have those special committee reports for this evening, and so we can move on then to our administrative reports, and we begin with Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just two items tonight I wanted to mention. First one, just very thankful for the work day that our service department put in on Saturday, October 10th. 100 yards of playground mulch was spread in one day on that Saturday, so that's pretty amazing. If we all think of what we have, the pile in our driveway, you know, 5 or 6 yards, 100 yards is a pretty big pile of mulch. The second one is just as Councilman Handwerk mentioned, the Fall Festival at the park. We're hoping that the weather will hold out and at least be dry for that evening. He has put in a ton of work, which I know he's not going to say anything about, but I got a text from him last night at 9:30. He was out at the park figuring out for sure where everything was going to be, and so he's had a lot of help from Gene on this too, and so hopefully all goes well with that. I think we should be able to have a very safe event. All of the things that are part of this, starting in the early afternoon all the way to the evening, are spread out all over the lower park. So really, if people would do the social distancing and wear a face mask, they will be fine. And that's what we would hope that they'll do. And I believe that's all I have for tonight. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Then we'll move on to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Only street left to finish up is West Chestnut. We're just waiting on some good weather. We're hoping to have that completed Thursday to finish the intermediate and the fabric and then the surface course as well. So hopefully the weather will cooperate with us at the end of this week. We are also scheduled to do some curb work downtown. We've been wanting to do that the last couple of years. This year we do have it scheduled. So it'll be a smaller scale project, but just to get some of that curb that's looking kind of worn or that's beat up quite a bit to get that replaced. So that's scheduled for the end of this month yet. So we're hoping to get that started yet too. Also, after some discussions with the mayor and as well as Ryan Emmel, we decided we're going to try something new this year and keep the compost center open on Saturdays through the end of November. Hopefully that'll alleviate some of the leaves that folks want to get picked up maybe earlier than our folks are able to get them to them, as well as allow for those nice weather days for folks to still be able to pick up the brush and trim trees and things of that sort. So that'll stay open through the end of November at the normal 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. hours, and we'll give it a shot. If it's popular, we'll most likely keep it for future years as well. And that's my report for tonight.
Well, it's much appreciated. I think it was last year we had about maybe 24 hours between when the leaves came down and it snowed.
Right.
Yeah, I think the leaves were frozen on the ground when you guys were trying to pick them up. So that's great. I appreciate you guys trying that as a nice option for our residents. I know a lot of leaves are already now out to the curb. Right. So then, of course, my trees are always the last, I think, in town to come down. So anyway, weird fall seems like it's coming early for some folks.
Or, yes.
So anyway, thanks very much. Mr. Mosley, you're muted, sir. There you go.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Hey, Mr. Wheeler, I just have a couple things. I want to let you guys know I appreciate the communication, with stuff that involves the transportation and all that good stuff. Mrs. Chris Davis reached out to Councilwoman Lisa and myself, and she just expressed concern about safety and just requested in the future we could possibly look at to having trick-or-treating. It's probably too late now because we already have a plan, but possibly have a trick-or-treating in the afternoon versus at night on a Saturday closer to the 31st. Like I said, I don't know if we could do something at this point, but she just wanted to make sure that we brought it up, at the next council meeting.
It's interesting, Councilman Mosley, we also get calls from people wanting to know why we don't wait until it's darker to do it. So, I do like the idea of a weekend evening and just making it permanent. I know a lot of other communities do it on Sundays or Sunday afternoons. So it's definitely something to discuss.
Right. Okay. And then the last thing is, if you could just give a quick brief update in our next Monday's meeting with the sidewalk project. I don't know if that's on your radar or not. But if you kind of tell us where we're at as far as the budget.
Sidewalk there's engineering is in there. We're waiting on the engineer's estimate from him. So that I have something to actually present to council. I know that would be the first question I would ask if I were you was how much are we talking? And I don't have the answer yet. I'm expecting that literally any day. You know, they've been working on OPWC stuff for us. So we kind of changed directions for a minute on that. But once I have that dollar figure, we'll be able to kind of make a better presentation to you at that point.
Cool. Then we'll just meet at that point. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wester. Mr. President, I have nothing else.
All right. Thank you, sir. Any other questions? All right. We will then move on to our utilities director and Mr. Brenneker. Good evening, sir.
Thank you. Good evening. Just two items of interest. Last Monday night's utility board meeting, I did provide a brief update on electric sales and revenues through the third quarter. I won't go into a lot of details there, but just a couple of the highlights. We did see a little bit of an uptick in third quarter. Nothing by no means to wipe out second quarter or what we saw in March, but some improvement in third quarter. Our retail sales revenues are down probably in the neighborhood of $350,000 for the year. Usage is down about 9.5%. We'll be doing a similar brief briefing on the water and the wastewater utilities at the next board meeting. But just updated the board since we're 3/4 of the way through the year and by no means out of the woods. I'd say we're faring okay. Our businesses and industries are doing okay. Not that there's a much we can do to assist them, but we are reaching out and making sure we maintain those contacts with them, and if there are any items of concern, to try to loop us in to see if we can come in and assist them in any way. So just wanted to let the council know that where we're at least electric-wise. The last item I just wanted to update the council. Some of you were on the council this time. Some weren't when we entered in a second a consent decree with U.S. EPA that goes back to 2015. But part of the requirements with this second decree required us to upgrade additional street lighting and security, kind of in a second phase of replacing our street lights. We did complete that program this month, and I just wanted to give you a couple of highlights on that. We were required to spend a minimum of $70,000 and save about 500,000 kilowatt hours annually on this route. We met that spending requirement, and we more than exceeded the savings. This combined with the LED program that we completed about 2 years ago, we have replaced a little bit of over 1,600 street lights and security lights. We spent a total of around $375,000 doing this. From an economic perspective, seeing these lights saved us energy. There is a payback involved in it. Albeit that's about 9 or 10 years out, but it is something that is recoverable over time. We will be saving over 700,000 kilowatt hours a year. That equates back to us burning a little less than 400 tons of less coal on an annual basis. That will decrease the amount of emissions we that are emitted into the atmosphere by about 20 tons a year. So those were some of the objectives that that was in that consent decree. So we're done with US EPA for the time being with that order. We're in the process of kind of wrapping that up with our legal counsel over the next month, and that should kind of close the chapter of that interesting time that we found ourselves in. And that's all I have tonight, and I'd be happy to take any questions anybody has.
Well, it's just good to have that matter resolved. That hung over our head for several years, and it was a big question mark, how we were going to fare through that. So we appreciate all of your efforts and the utility board and everybody involved with how we have come through that, and we're here today. So,
yes, we are.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Larson.
Mr. Brandiger, there's a savings, too, in maintenance with those LED bulbs as well, correct?
That is correct. They are a lot lower from a maintenance perspective. These bulbs have thousands of hours of life in them. And we've had very few problems with the first round, which was close to 900 lights that we've installed. So, yes, there are some other savings from a maintenance perspective, and it wouldn't be uncommon for us to spend $12,000 to $15,000 a year just maintaining street lights. And a lot of that was involved replacements, some other older wiring, things along that line. So that is a good point to bring that up. And I did not factor that into our payback, but that would whittle that down a little bit there, too. Plus, they are lighter. One of the things that came out of this was because the light was a lot more focused than the more flooding effect of the high-pressure sodium units, we did find ourselves probably installing 25, 30 more street lights throughout the city. Some of these were in some areas there that improved safety in the areas of in some of the neighborhoods where there were some school bus stops. Things along that line. So there were more that ended up going up there, and even with all those, there are again some recoverable savings at the end of the year. But that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, thank you, and also too, I think environmentally there's a benefit as well because the light puddles directly to the ground and doesn't cause a lot of light pollution, and that of course confuses migrating birds and has other.
Yeah.
Too, so.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes the extra light, people like that. I mean, some people were not happy with the more focused the beam on that. So I think in some places, we could have added 10% more just to kind of make up for some areas that kind of launched over. To it kind of gave a little bit more contiguous sort of lighting there. That is one of the drawbacks and all that, especially when those lights really weren't designed for those pole spacings. And we weren't about to go in there and change all the pole spacings throughout town there. So it's a lot easier to add somewhere we could there. So yeah, environmental benefits came in a number of different forms.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, very good. We'll move on then to our finance director, Ms. Strimlin. Good evening.
Mr. President, I just have one quick item this evening. It is the fund balance report for the period ending September 30th, 2020, was distributed to council in your packets. I just need a motion to approve this report subject to audit.
So moved.
Very good. Mr. Wilson.
A second.
Second, Mrs. Whitmer.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwork.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right. Thank you. And then we will move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I sound like a broken record. The only thing I have to talk about are the public records training courses. I know that Mr. Spears joined me in taking that class online. It's available. I think I sent a link to everyone. It is on demand, free. It's very user-friendly, and it comes in short little modules, so you can do a few here and there as you have time, and you don't have to do it all at once. I would strongly urge everyone to get that completed by the end of the year. And as I said, they make it pretty user-friendly and pretty convenient for people to complete. You get a certificate of completion at the end, and if you can get those to Ms. Strimlin, then she'll have them for our upcoming audit next year. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much. I don't think we have very many excuses left to not do that. Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to add, and hopefully this will help my fellow councilmen and women, my experience. So when you start those videos, they open up in a smaller window, and if you try to expand them into a full screen, it doesn't log the time that you've actually watched the video. So I watched the second session twice because of that. If you watch them in the smaller window, it recognizes it, it brings you to the questions, and you can move on. But if you expand it, you're going to have to watch it again. So just a heads up.
I did them via YouTube. I don't know if you tried that. You could double click to get to YouTube, then you could see it on a full screen, and it did work for me to get the credit for time.
And it was just biased for me then. Yeah, that's what I tried. And
okay.
It was a no-go. Maybe I just had bad luck.
Well, we appreciate those tips. I'm sure they're fascinating, but maybe we don't need to watch them twice, so we appreciate that. So, all right, very good. We don't mind that Mrs. Kirkbride doesn't have reports very often. That's the way we like it. So, but we do appreciate your help. So, I have no report for this evening, and so we can move on in our agenda to old business. And we'll turn it over to Mr. Lorson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance C-20. I move this ordinance be placed on third reading.
Second.
Mr. Mosley.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Ordinance C-20. An ordinance amending section 931.07 of chapter 931 of the codified ordinances of the city of Orrville, Ohio, relating to the rates for garbage and rubbish collection.
We'll turn to Mr. Wheeler here. If we have any discussion or if anyone has any additional thoughts or questions or points of discussion regarding this. I know we've been through this quite a bit here the past several weeks, but perhaps Mr. Wheeler can just give a quick summary for us.
Yes, Mr. President. This locks in the 1590 rate for the life of the chemical contract, which is, the initial term, let me put it that way, of 5 years. We did that previously on the prior contract. It worked out well. We actually were able to extend that 9 years before we without an increase, not that I'm predicting that this time, but we know we're locking in for the five-year period. It does take into account the 40-cent recycling grant credit that we typically give to each customer as well as 25 cents that we typically charge as the administrative fee. Be glad to answer any questions.
And again, it's a little bit of an increase, but the approach we've taken is to keep a flat rate rather than having a gradual increase every single year. We keep the rate flat, and so then it means you have a little bit of a larger increase then as we move from contract to contract. So, all right, very good. Are we ready to vote?
move that ordinance C-20 be adopted as read.
I'll second.
I believe it was Mrs. Whitmer got in first.
Boyd.
Yes.
Whitmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you very much. We have no new business on the agenda tonight, and so we will move on then to the good of the order. Does anyone have anything to share? Mr. Wilson.
Just wanted to say very good job tonight, Mr. President. Right on point.
Referring to my previous performance. Thank you, Mr. Larson.
I'd like to remind everyone that early in-person voting is open now. Please vote.
All right, very good. And Mr. Handwerk, if I could ask, could you review the event this Saturday, the times and so forth, and what the entertainment is again for us in case someone is tuning in? Maybe get that information out one more time.
Sure. So there's a lot going on. There is a car show from 3 to 6. We are going to have some small awards there. There is no entry fee for the cars, so we're just asking people to come out. We're actually using the parking lot over by the Board of Education. The school has approved us to use that parking lot. We're going to have food trucks as well, and they're going to be there right around 3 or 4. They're going to get set up, and they're going to be right by the pavilion, which would be in the access way there by the lower park bathrooms. So we'll have, I think, Gene, are we at 4 or 5 trucks at this point? I'm not sure what we end up with. I think 5 trucks with quite a bit of different food there. Some are coming from Youngstown. There's some coming from Cleveland. There's Polish food. There's tacos. There's barbecue. There's a lot of really neat stuff. And then at 6 o'clock, we have Jeremy Taylor, who is going to play a live acoustic show for about an hour. And Jeremy Taylor actually, a couple weeks ago, played at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So he plays in a band called the Songbirds, and he's phenomenal. So he's going to play. And then about 7:15, 7:30, we've got a full band, which is going to be Easton Union, which is Nick Huffman's band, who graduated from Oroville. He's the drummer with that band. So I think the only thing I missed there, the Legion is going to have a trunk or treat as well. They're going to kind of portion off the Heller Hall parking lot by the back diamond. And I think that's it.
Well, very good. I tell you, it's been a tough year. Our community needs an event like this. And so the fact that you're able to put this together and still follow all the social distancing guidelines and the guidelines for the health department, it's a tremendous thing. So thanks for all the work that you've put into this, and we're looking forward to it this weekend. Or on the 24th. So.
One additional thing I would add too, Pastor John Marino is actually going to have a safety tent there where they're going to have bands where kids can put their parents' cell phone numbers on there. It's like a safety. They're also going to have diapers, water, you know, anything that would be safety related, band-aids. I think they're actually going to have a nurse there as well. So pretty cool that they're willing to do that on their own time. That tent will be right behind Marine Pavilion, right by the bathrooms there as well. So I think that's the last thing we have going on.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Anything else? All right, seeing nothing, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
Very good, thank you.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Whitmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right. Thank you very much. Our next regular meeting will be November 2nd. And then next Monday, we'll be Transportation Committee meeting in our Planning Committee meeting beginning at 7 o'clock. So look for more details. That will be on Zoom as well. So thanks, everyone, and have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
I see John's cat.